Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 472 for Monday, July 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was down Monday, retreating from nearby highs as speculative profit-taking came forward to weigh on prices. Canola was down $3 to $4, the November contract down $3.30 at $531.60 per ton. After trading just below the $540 per ton level in recent weeks, the November contract is looking hard-pressed to break above that key resistance point, and speculators were booking some profits. Welcome rainfall across parts of Western Canada over the weekend added to today's softer tone in canola, but those showers bypassed many of the drier areas completely and came with damaging hail in others. Forecasts calling for hot temperatures this next week limited the downside potential in canola as well, with the heat likely cutting further into the yield potential of the crop. A firm tone in the Chicago soy complex was also supportive, and the Canadian dollar was weaker today, which was supportive for crush margins. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat mostly lower. Soybeans up 4 to 6 cents, the November contract up 6 at $10.28 per bushel. Speculative profit-taking after Friday's gains had initially weighed on beans overnight, but that selling pressure quickly subsided as the attention in the market refocused on this year's production uncertainty. How many soybean acres were actually planted this year are still unknown, with a million or more intended acres likely unseeded due to adverse weather. However, strength in the U.S. dollar index today was a bit bearish as the firmer currency cuts into export demand. Corn futures were up 6 to 7 cents, the September contract up 6 at $4.41 per bushel. Forecasts are calling for some more rain across the Midwest this week. That's supportive for corn as many fields are already dealing with excess moisture. Friday's tighter than expected corn stocks estimate from the USDA also continued to provide support. However, fund traders are already holding very large long positions in corn, and some liquidation at the highs tempered the advances. Wheat, it's down 1 to 10 cents, the September contract in Chicago down a penny at $5.75 per bushel. The turn higher in beans and corn provided some support, but the large world wheat supply situation kept the overall bias down. The USDA predicted record large world wheat stocks in Friday's monthly supply-demand report. U.S. wheat also remains expensive to international buyers, especially with the U.S. currency showing some strength today. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.